Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. Welcome to this episode of A Year in the Word. This is our Friday-Saturday episodes. Amen. We give glory to God. Amen. Because we're in the midst of a wonderful season in the Lord. He is blessing. He is healing. He is delivering. Amen. And we give glory and honor and praise to him. Amen. Because he is uplifting us even in the most dire of situations. And we praise God for that. Amen. He hears us when we cry out before him. Glory to God. Glory to God. He hears, amen, the depth of our cry. He hears even those prayers that we pray on the inside and we don't tell anyone else. He hears them. And I praise God. I give glory to him. I honor him on today. Amen. I give glory to God. And I just want to give you a testimony. Amen. I can't tell you the exact situation, but I can tell you this. Amen. I was praying to the Lord in the midst of a situation that is always horrible. And it's one particular day of the week that is always bleak. Amen. And this is on my job. And I praise God. Amen. That yesterday we had peace. Yesterday. Amen. The Lord moved and nobody had to stay after their shift. Nobody was upset. I mean, everything went well. And I know that it was the glory of God. I prayed, amen, in advance, amen, for that day in particular, that God would move and that God would give everyone some rest. And he heard my cry, and he did exactly that. And though the night wasn't perfect, the night, amen, was so different from every other one that we give glory to God, amen. And I know that it was him. I know that it was him. I know that he heard me when I cried out to him, because it's been terrible. And I praise God that it was not terrible on yesterday. And I just give glory to God. Amen. He is good and he hears us, even in those things that others might think are so small, but they mean so much to us. He hears us. We can bring anything to him. Amen. He wants to give us what we have need of. He even wants to give us those things that we want. Amen. But we have to be able to hear him as well. Amen. He's not a genie in the lamp that we can just rub and get our wishes granted. He is the God of the universe, God Almighty, our creator. Amen. And he wants to show us the ways of life and that, amen, more abundantly. And we have to have the ability to listen and to hear and to obey. Amen. And when we do, we will see that he has given us, the standard that he has set before us, is so much better than the one that we've been attempting to follow, the one that's causing chaos in our lives, the one that's causing us to stumble from one place to another. Amen. And even when we're promoted, amen, we kind of fall into it, even, and we work so hard for it and then end up in it and don't even like it at all. The Lord will give us things that we will be able to enjoy. Oh, glory to God. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him for his mercy and his grace. Amen. I praise God. Today we're reading from Job chapters 41 and 42 and Jeremiah chapters 42 through 46. So just two chapters in Job and then 42 through 46 in Jeremiah. Amen. And then you can have a good night, get a good sleep, get up on Sunday, amen, and go to your favorite house of worship and worship God Almighty, because he is worthy, amen, of all of our worship. He's worthy of all of our praise. Every accolade that we can muster, he is worthy. Whether you do it from the morning till the from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, he is worthy to be praised and to be honored. Amen. And we honor him on tonight. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how. We give you thanks and praise, O God, for the things that you have done. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward each and every one of us, Lord. We thank you for moving on our behalf. We thank you, Lord God, for helping us, Lord God, to be that you called us to be, for directing us. And, Lord, even those of us, Lord, that have gone astray, Lord, we shining a light in the path and bringing us back, Lord God, into the place that we ought to be. And those of us still, Lord God, that have gone astray and we haven't come back yet, I'm asking, Lord God, that you give us a shove, Lord God, back into the right direction, Lord God, because none of us want to leave this place and not see you in peace. None of us do. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, give us knowledge. Give us wisdom. Give us understanding on tonight, Lord God. As we read these books, Lord God, let the spirit of revelation, Lord God, arise within us and reveal, Lord God, your spirit. Reveal, Lord God, your work. Reveal, Lord God, that you would have us to know and to see, Lord, and to understand even in this hour. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, bless, heal, and deliver right now every mind, every soul, and every body. Right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, heal every misunderstanding. Lord God, that understanding may flourish in us, Lord, even right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We give glory, glory, glory to the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. We're reading from Job chapters 41 and 42 and Jeremiah chapters 42 through 46. Amen. Can you draw out Leviathan with a hook or snare his tongue with a line which you lower? Can you put a reed through his nose or pierce his jaw with a hook? Will he make supplications to you? Will he speak softly to you? Will he make a covenant with you? Will you take him as a servant forever, or will you play with him as with a bird, or will you leash him with your maidens? Will your companions make a banquet of him? Will they apportion him among the merchants? Can you feel his skin with harpoons or his head with fishing spears? Lay your hand on him. Remember the battle. Never again. Indeed, any hope of overcoming him is false. Shall one not be overcome at the sight of him? No one is so fierce that he would dare stir him up. Who then is able to stand against me? Who has preceded me that I should pay him? Everything under heaven is mine. I will not conceal his limbs, his mighty power, or his graceful proportions. Who can remove his outer coat? Who can approach him with a double bridle? Who can open the doors of his face with his terrible teeth all around? His rows of scales are his pride, shut up tightly as with a seal. One is so near another that no air can come between them. They are joined one to another. They stick together and cannot be parted. His sneezing flashed forth light, and his eyes are like the eyelids of the morning. Out of his mouth go burning lights. Sparks of fire shoot out. Smoke goes out of his nostrils as from a boiling pot and burning rushes. His breath kindles coals and a flame goes out of his mouth. Strength dwells in his neck and sorrow dances before him. The folds of his flesh are joined together. They are firm on him and cannot be moved. His heart is as hard as stone, even as hard as the lower millstone. When he raises up himself, the mighty are afraid. Because of his crashings, they are beside themselves. Though the sword reaches him, it cannot avail. Nor does spear, dart, or javelin. He withdraw in bronze as rotten wood. The arrow cannot make him flee. Sling stones become like stubble to him. Darts are regarded as straw. He laughs at the threat of javelins. His undersides are like sharp potsherds. He spreads pointed marks in the mire. He makes the deep boil like a pot. He makes the sea like a pot of ointment. He leaves a shining wake behind him. One would think the deep had white hair. On earth there is nothing like him, which is made without fear. He beholds every high thing. He is king over all the children of pride. Then Job answered the Lord and said,
I know that you can do everything and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. You asked, who is this who hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore, I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Listen, please, and let me speak. You said, I will question you, and you shall answer me. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. And it is so, after the Lord has spoken these words to Job, that the Lord said to Eliphaz, the Temanite, my wrath is aroused against you and your two friends, for you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has. Now, therefore, take for yourself 7 bulls and 7 rams. Go to my servant Job and offer up yourself a burnt offering, and my servant Job shall pray for you, for I will accept him, lest I deal with you according to your folly, because you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has. So Eliphaz the Temanite and Bildad the Shuhite and Zophar the Naamathite went and did as the Lord commanded them. For the Lord had accepted Job, and the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then all his brothers and all his sisters and all those who had been his acquaintances before came to him and ate food with him in his house. And they consoled him and comforted him for all the adversity that the Lord had brought upon him. Each one gave him a piece of silver and each a ring of gold. Now the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and he called the name of the first Jemiah, the name of the second Keziah, and the name of the third Kiran Hapu. In all the land were found no women so beautiful as the daughter of Job, and their father gave them an inheritance among their brothers. And this Job, and after this Job lived 140 years and saw his children and grandchildren for 4 generations. So Job died old and full of days. Amen. I've read from Job 41 and 42. Now we're going into Jeremiah chapters 42 through 46. Now all the captains of the forces, Johanan and the son of Korea, Jezaniah and the son of Hashaniah, and all the people from the least to the greatest came near and said to Jeremiah the prophet, please let our petition be accepted to you and pray for us to the Lord your God for all this remnant, since we are left but a few of many, as you can see, that the Lord your God may show us the way in which we should walk and the thing we should do. Then Jeremiah the prophet said to them, I have heard. Indeed, I will pray to the Lord your God according to your words, and it shall be that whatever the Lord answers you, I will declare it to you. I will keep nothing back from you. So they said to Jeremiah, let the Lord be a true and faithful witness between us if we do not do according to everything which the Lord your God sends us by you. Whether it is pleasing or displeasing, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, to whom we send you, that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord our God. And it happened after 10 days that the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Then he called Johanan, the son of Korea, all the captains of the forces which were with him, and all the people from the least even to the greatest, and said to them, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, to whom you sent me to present your petition before him. If you will still remain in this land, then I will build you and not pull you down, and I will plant you and not pluck you up, for I relent concerning the disaster that I have brought upon you. Do not be afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom you are afraid. Do not be afraid of him, says the Lord, for I am with you to save you and deliver you from his hand, and I will show you mercy, that he may have mercy on you and cause you to return to your own land. But if you say, we will not dwell in this land, disobeying the voice of the Lord your God, saying no, but we will go to the land of Egypt, where we shall see no war, nor hear the sound of the trumpet, nor be hungry for bread, and there will be there we will dwell. Then hear now the word of the Lord, O remnant of Judah. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, if you wholly set your faces to enter Egypt and go dwell there, then it shall be that the sword which you feared shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt. The famine of which you were afraid shall follow close after you there in Egypt, and there you shall die. So shall it be all. So shall it be with all the men who set their faces to go to Egypt to dwell there. They shall die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence, and none of them shall remain or escape from the disaster that I will bring upon them. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, as my anger and my fury have been poured out on the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so will my fury be poured out on you when you enter Egypt, and you shall be an oath, an astonishment, a curse, and a reproach, and you shall see this place no more. The Lord has said concerning you, O remnant of Judah, do not go to Egypt. Know certainly that I have admonished you this day, for you were hypocrites in your hearts when you sent me to the Lord your God, saying, pray for us to the Lord our God. And according to all that the Lord your God says, so declare to us, and we will do it. And I have this day declared it to you, but you have not obeyed the voice of the Lord your God, or anything which he has sent to you by me. Now, therefore, know certainly that you shall die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence in the place where you desire to go to dwell. Now it happened, when Jeremiah stopped speaking to all the people, all the words of the Lord their God, and which for which the Lord their God had sent them, all these words that Azariah, the son of Hoshaiah, Johanan, proud men, spoke, saying to Jeremiah, you speak falsely. The Lord our God has not sent you to say, do not go to Egypt to dwell there. But Baruch, the son of Neriah, has set you against us to deliver us into the hands of the Chaldeans, that they may put us to death or carry us away captive to Babylon. So Johanan, the son of Kareah, all the captains of the forces, and all the people would not obey the voice of the Lord to remain in the land of Judah. But Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces took all the remnant of Judah who had returned to dwell in the land of Judah from all the nations where they had been driven, men, women, children, the king's daughter, and every person from Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had left with Gedaliah, the son of Ahiakim, the son of Shaphan, and Jeremiah the prophet, and Baruch, the son of Neriah. So they went to the land of Egypt, for they did not obey the voice of the Lord, and they went as far as Nepanthes. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah in Nepanthes, saying, take large stones in your hand and hide them in the sight of the men of Judah, and in the day in the brick and in the clay in the brickyard, which is at the entrance of the Pharaoh's house in Nepanthes, say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, God of Israel, behold, I will send and bring Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will set his throne above these stones that I have hidden, and he will spread his royal pavilion over them. When he comes, he shall strike the land of Egypt and deliver to death those appointed for death, and to captivity those appointed for captivity, and to the sword those appointed for the sword. I will kindle a fire in the houses of the gods of Israel, and he shall burn them and carry them away captive, and he shall array himself with the land of Egypt as a shepherd puts on a garment. And he shall go out from there in peace. He shall also break the sacred pillars of Beth Shemesh that are in the land of Egypt, and the houses of the gods of the Egyptians he shall burn with fire. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah concerning all the Jews who dwell in the land of Egypt, who dwell at Migdol, at Nepanthes, at Noph and in the country of Pathros, the God of Israel. You shall see all the calamity that I have brought on Jerusalem and all the cities of Judah. And behold, this day they are desolation, and no one dwells in them, because of their wickedness which they have committed to provoke me to anger, in that they went to burn incense and to serve other gods whom they did not know, nor you nor your fathers. However, I have sent you all my servants, the prophets, rising early and sending them, saying, oh, do not do this abominable thing that I hate. But they did not listen or incline their ear to turn from their wickedness, to burn no incense to other gods. So my fury and my anger were poured out and kindled in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. And they are wasted and desolate as it is in this day. Now, therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, why do you commit this great evil against yourselves, to cut off from you man and woman, child and infant, out of Judah, leaving none to remain, in that you provoked me to wrath with the works of your hands, burning incense to other gods in the land of Egypt, where you have gone to dwell, that you may cut yourselves off and be a curse and a reproach among all the 8 nations of the earth? Have you forgotten the wickedness of your fathers, the wickedness of the kings of Judah, the wickedness of their wives, your own wickedness and the wickedness of your wives, which they committed in the land of Egypt and in the streets of Jerusalem? They have not been humbled to this day, nor have they feared. They have not walked in my law or in my statutes that I set before you and your fathers. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I set my face against you for a catastrophe and for cutting off all Judah. And I will take the remnant of Judah who have set their faces to go into the land of Egypt to dwell there. And they shall all be consumed and fall in the land of Egypt. They shall be consumed by the sword and by famine. They shall die from the least to the greatest by the sword and by famine. And they shall be an oath, an astonishment, a curse, a reproach. And I will punish those who dwell in the land of Egypt, as I have punished Jerusalem, by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence, so that none of the remnant of Judah who have gone into Egypt, into the land of Egypt, to dwell there, shall escape or survive, lest they return to the land of Judah, to which they desire to return and dwell. For none shall return except those who escape. Then all the men who knew that their wives had burned incense to other gods, with all the women who stood by, a great multitude, and all the people who dwelt in the land of Egypt in Pathros, answered Jeremiah, saying, as for the word that you have spoken to us in the name of the Lord, we will not listen to you, but we will certainly do whatever has gone out of your own mouth to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven and pour out drink offerings to her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings and our princes, in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then we had plenty of food, were well off, and saw no evil. But since we stopped burning incense to the Queen of Heaven and pouring out drink offerings to her, we have lacked everything and have been consumed by the sword and by famine. But the women also said, and when we burned incense to the Queen of Heaven and poured out drink offerings to her, did we make cakes for her to worship her and pour out drink offerings to her without our husband's permission? Then Jeremiah spoke to all the people, the men, the women, and all the people who had given him that answer, saying, the incense that you burned in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, you and your fathers, your kings and your princes, and the people of the land, did not the Lord remember them, and did it not come into his mind? So the Lord could no longer bear it because of the evil of your doings and because of the abominations which you committed. Therefore, your land is a desolation, an astonishment, a curse, an inhabitant, as it is this day, because you burned incense and because you have sinned against the Lord and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord or walked in his law, in his statutes, or in his testimonies. Therefore, this calamity has happened to you as at this day. Moreover, Jeremiah said to all the people and to all the women, hear the word of the Lord, all Judah who are in the land of Egypt. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, you and your wives have spoken with your mouth and fulfilled with your hands, saying, we will surely keep our vows that we have made to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven and pour out drink offerings to her. You will surely keep your vows and perform your vows. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, all of Judah who dwell in the land of Egypt. Behold, I have sworn by my great name, says the Lord, that my name shall no more be named in the mouth of any man of Judah in all the land of Egypt, saying, the Lord God lives. Behold, I will watch over them for adversity and not for good. And all the men of Judah who are in the land of Egypt shall be consumed by the sword and by famine until there is an end to them. Yet a small number who escape the sword shall return from the land of Egypt to the land of Judah. And all the remnant of Judah who have gone to the land of Egypt to dwell there shall know whose words will stand, mine or theirs. And this shall be a sign to you, says the Lord, that I will punish you in this place, that you may know that my words will surely stand against you for adversity. The Lord, behold, I will give Pharaoh Hophra, king of Egypt, into the hand of his enemies and into the hand of those who seek his life, as I gave Zedekiah, king of Judah, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, his enemy who sought his life. The word of the Lord, the word that Jeremiah the prophet spoke to Baruch, the son of Neriah, when he had written these words in the book at the instruction of Jeremiah, in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, to you, O Baruch, you said, woe is me now, for the Lord has added grief to my sorrow. I fainted in my sighing, and I find no rest. Thus you shall say to him, thus says the Lord, behold, what I have built, I will break down, and what I have planted, I will pluck up. That is this whole land. And do you seek great things for yourself? Do not seek them, for behold, I will bring adversity for all flesh, says the Lord. But I will give your life to you as a prize in all places wherever you go. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet against the nations, against Egypt, concerning the army of Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, which was by the river Euphrates in Carchemish, and which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, defeated in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, the king of Judah. Order the buckler and shield, and draw near to battle. Harness the horses and mount up, you horsemen. Stand forth with your helmets. Polish the spears. Put on your armor. Why have I seen them dismayed and turned back? Their mighty ones are beaten down. They have speedily fled and did not look back, for the fear was all around them, says the Lord. Do not let the swift flee away, nor the mighty man escape. They will stumble and fall toward the north by the river Euphrates. Who is this coming like a flood, whose waters move like the rivers? Egypt rises up like a flood, and its waters move like the rivers. And he says, I will go up and cover the earth. I will destroy the city and its inhabitants. Come up, O horses, and raise. And rage, O chariots, and let the mighty men come forth. And the Libyans who handle the shield, and the Lydians who handle the and bend the bow. For this is the day of the Lord God of hosts, a day of vengeance, and that he may avenge himself on his adversaries. That he may avenge himself on his adversaries. The sword shall devour, and it shall be satiated and made drunk with their blood. For the Lord God of hosts has a sacrifice in the north country by the river Euphrates. Go up to Gilead and take balm, O virgin, the daughter of Egypt. In vain you will use your medicines. You shall not be cured. The nations have heard of your shame, and your cry has filled the land. For the mighty man has stumbled against the mighty. They both have fallen together. The word that the Lord spoke to Jeremiah the prophet, how Jeremiah, the king of Babylon, would come and strike the land of Egypt. Declare in Egypt and proclaim in Migdal, proclaim in Noph and in Nephthanes. Say, stand fast and prepare yourselves, for the sword devours all around you. Why are you valiant men swept away? They did not stand, because the Lord drove them away. He made many fall. Yes, one fell upon another. And they said, arise, let us to our own people and to the land of our nativity, for the oppressing sword. From the oppressing sword, they cried there. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is but a noise. He has passed by the appointed time. As I live, says the king, whose name is the Lord of hosts, surely as Nabor is among the mountains, and as Carmel by the sea, so he shall come. O you daughters dwelling in Egypt, prepare yourselves to go into captivity, for Noph shall be waste and desolate, without inhabitants. Egypt is a very pretty heifer, but destruction comes. It comes from the north. Also, her mercenaries are in the midst like fat bulls, for they also are turned back. They have fled away together. They did not stand, and for the day of their calamity had come upon them, the time of punishment. Her noise shall go like a serpent, for they shall march with an army and come against her with axes. Like those who chop wood, they shall cut down her forest, says the Lord, though it cannot be searched, because they are innumerable and more numerous than grasshoppers. The daughter of Egypt shall be ashamed. She shall be delivered into the hand of the people of the north. The Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says, behold, I will bring punishment on Ammon and No, and Pharaoh and Egypt with their gods and their kings, Pharaoh and those who trust in him. And I will deliver them into the hand of those who seek their lives, into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and the hand of his servants. Afterward it shall be inhabited as in the days of old, says the Lord. But do not fear, O my servant Jacob, and do not be dismayed, O Israel. For behold, I will save you from afar, and your offspring from the land of their captivity. Jacob shall return, have rest, and be at ease. No one shall make him afraid. Do not fear, O Jacob, my servant, says the Lord, for I am with you. For I will make a complete end of all the nations to which I have driven you, but I will not make a complete end of you. I will rightly correct you, for I will not leave you wholly unpunished. I have read and you have heard from Job chapters 41 and 42 and Jeremiah chapters 42 through 46. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in Jesus' name. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the word. God bless. Amen.